USA Radio News with John Hunt.
With the U.S. and the world still not cleared from the coronavirus, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo had this to say to protesters who are in close proximity to one another and still going out to protest.
If you were at a protest, go get a test, please. Wear a mask and tell people that you may have been exposed to COVID. If you were at one of those protests, I would assume that you were infected.
Cuomo spoke after New York City had woken from its third night under curfew, which saw dozens of arrests and clashes between police and protesters. The continued 8 p.m. curfew is aimed at containing violence and looting in the aftermath of Floyd's death. The governor said his officers have every right to enforce the law against those who are violating curfews. He said violence at the protests is down overall, but continues to admonish those who have attacked police as well as looters, saying they will be charged appropriately. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
The State Department's Inspector General, who was recently fired by President Donald Trump, told lawmakers that senior department officials knew his office was examining two matters involving Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's conduct at the time of his removal. Steve Linick, who was terminated last month, participated in closed-door interviews with members of the House Foreign Affairs and Oversight and Reform Committees, as well as the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, to answer questions on his firing. According to Democratic leaders present for the interview, Linick confirmed, at the time he was removed as IG, his office was looking into two separate matters that directly touched on Secretary Pompeo's conduct, and that senior State Department officials were completely aware of the investigations. The Gap is being sued for refusing to pay rent for stores temporarily closed during coronavirus. Mall owner Simon Property Group said in a lawsuit filed this week that the clothing retailer owes more than 3 months of rent, totaling $65.9 million. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Police in Texas are praising a man who notified them of something he found in an auctioned-off car. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
The Webb County Sheriff's Department says the Laredo man purchased a car from an auction and discovered a secret compartment in the vehicle a short time later. The man called police saying he found 17 bundles of cocaine inside that compartment. Officers found 17 more bundles in another hidden space in the vehicle. Investigators say the drugs were collectively worth over $850,000, weighing at least 75 pounds in total. There was at last check no information on who the previous owner of the vehicle was.
Eagles songwriter Don Henley has now urged Congress to take it to the limit to protect artists against online pirating against big tech platforms like Google's YouTube. The blockbuster hitmaker testified before a Senate Judiciary Subcommittee weighing possible changes to a 1998 copyright law. The law allows holders of copyrighted material to formally ask parties they believe to have taken their content without permission to remove it. Then the parties have time to dispute the claim. If they comply promptly with the request, there are zero legal consequences currently. Otherwise, they may be subject to criminal penalties. Henley said the law is weak and needs to be changed to make it more effective in stopping online piracy. Henley called the copyright law a relic of a MySpace era in a TikTok world. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.